A Washington state lawmaker is apologizing after an investigation found he harassed and intimidated a pair of legislative staffers and likely violated legislative ethics policy. A summary of that investigation was released Monday. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has details.
This investigation centered on the conduct of Democratic State Representative David Sawyer of Tacoma. In February, we reported with the News Tribune and the Olympian on multiple women who said Sawyer had repeatedly crossed personal and professional boundaries, allegations he denied. A subsequent House investigation has now concluded that Sawyer's interactions with two women staffers constituted intimidating and offensive conduct in violation of the House's harassment policy. A summary of the investigation says Sawyer sent one woman multiple inappropriate and offensive text messages despite her request that he, quote, shut it down. In the case of the second woman, the investigator found that Sawyer made multiple inappropriate and offensive comments and jokes about her sexual orientation. The investigation also found that Sawyer likely violated House ethics rules by talking at length with staff about his concerns that reporters were looking into his behavior towards women. House Democratic leaders stopped short of calling for Sawyer's resignation, but they are recommending he permanently lose his chairmanship of the House Commerce and Gaming Committee. They also say they won't give Sawyer a legislative assistant, and he'll continue to be restricted from contact with staff. Sawyer is up for re-election this year and has so far ignored multiple requests for him not to run again. In a statement, Sawyer apologized, saying, quote, I commit to taking these findings to heart and change my behavior to earn back the trust I have lost. He also called on the legislature to create a non-political forum for addressing similar allegations in the future. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.